Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the last parak of Masachas Yoma, and we are learning Mishnayos, Dalid, and Hey. So children who are under Bar Mitzvah are patur from anything, from all mitzvahs and all isurim in the Torah. So when girls under Bas Mitzvah, and only then do they become Chayiv in Mitzvah. So even though that's true Mita Oraisa, there is a Mitzvah of Chinuch Mida Rabbanan, that even in advance of becoming Bar and Bas Mitzvah, there are certain expectations of mitzvahs that they're supposed to do. So the Mishnah talks about how this plays out when it comes to Yom Kippur, how the mitzvah of chinuch plays out when it comes to Yom Kippurim. Hatinokos ein ma'anin elsam b'Yom Kippurim. We do not do inui on children and make them not eat or drink on Yom Kippur. Meaning inui means to fast the entire day. We don't do that for children. Aval mechanchon elsam lefnei shana lefnei shnatayim. But we do train them in advance. We do chinuch by at least delaying the first meal that they have that day, a few hours after the time they would normally eat breakfast, and that begins either a year before Bar Mitzvah or 2 years before Bar Bas Mitzvah, depending on how strong the child is. So for a stronger boy, let's say, we'd begin delaying his meal in Yom Kippur when he's 11 years old, 2 years before he's Bar Mitzvah, and if he's weaker, we'd begin 1 year before when he's 12, and the same with a girl at 10 and 11. At those ages, they also can't do the other things that you're not allowed to do, the other inuyim. But as far as eating, we have to make sure that they're healthy, so we have to be a little more careful. B'shvil shiragilim b'mitzvos, we want them to get used to doing the mitzvos. So even though they're not fasting the entire day, we train them so that they'll be used to doing the mitzvos when they become adults. If I'm not mistaken, in Shulchan Aruch we say that lefnei shana lefnei shnatayim means that for a stronger child, 2 years before the Bar Mitzvah, they actually fast the entire day. I mean, a lot of people have a minhag that before Bar Mitzvah, children will fast other fasts, like three fasts, whichever three fasts come. But I think in Shulchan Aruch it says that it's only for Yom Kippur, and it's only one or two Yom Kippurs before a Bar or Bas Mitzvah. We got to double check that. Okay, now Mishnah Hey. A person is chayiv to violate any Isser in the Torah for Pikuach Nefesh purposes. So it's a mitzvah to feed a person in Yom Kippur, if otherwise his life is going to be in danger. So says the Mishnah, Ubra Shehiricha, if a person is a pregnant woman and she smells a certain type of food and she develops this tremendous craving for that food, and without satisfying that craving, then either she will be in danger or the fetus will be in danger. So Machilin Asad Shetashav Nafsha, we give her to eat until she calms down, because we certainly Pikuach Nefesh is Zocha, the Yisra V'Achila, on Yom Kippur. Now, what about a chola? So says the Mishnah, chola, if a person is sick to the point that their life will be in danger, machino sal pibikin, if the doctor says they need to eat, then they need to eat. If the patient himself feels that he doesn't need to eat, but a doctor says, yes, you do, then he needs to eat. V'imein shambikin, and if we don't have any experts, but any doctors, but the patient says, I'm telling you, I need to eat, or the experts, even if we do have experts, but they say, no, you don't, you'll be fine. So we treat that as if there are no experts there, and machilu al piatzmo, and we trust his own sense of his own body and his own needs, achi omerdai, until he says that I had enough. Meaning, a patient we assume has a better sense of what's going on in his own body and what he really needs than even the greatest doctors do. So, if the doctors are saying he doesn't need, but he says I do need, so then he does need, and then he's gonna eat on Yom Kippur. So, to review what we learned today in Mishnah Dalet, we said that we do not have children fasting, but we are mechanich them a year or two before their bar and bas mitzvah, so that they could get accustomed to not eating, at regularly scheduled meal times. And in Mishnah Hey, we said that if you have a pregnant woman that develops a craving, we do give her to eat based on the say-so of, based on her own craving. And if you have a chola, we give the chola to eat either based on the say-so of an expert doctor or based on their own say-so, meaning either one would be enough reason to give a chola to eat. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Mishnayos, Vav, and Zayin.